Big morning for us. The final show after 15 months here in the Musers COVID-free bunker. Monday morning, we'll move back to the studio. Got the ticket compound in a couple of weeks. Big things happening here in the month of June. We're going to miss the bunker. It's been great. All the wildlife, all the visitors we've had. And it's been the three of us plus one, because a few months ago we discovered that there's somebody living in the attic of the bunker. And his name is Steve, and we hear from him very rarely, but he joins us now to talk about our final morning in the bunker. Hello, Steve, from the attic.
You're leaving me?
Yes.
I didn't say you could leave me.
Well, you don't make that call.
Surprised that I'm still here, are you?
A little bit, yeah. A little creepy.
Yes, you call me Steve, but I've gone by many names in my beautiful, lonesome life.
Mike?
Some have called me the boogeyman. Ooh, am I a boogeyman to you, Craig?
Haven't really thought about it.
You haven't found me yet, have you?
No.
We really haven't looked.
You haven't heard from me in a long time.
No, it's been a few months.
Oh, but I've heard from you. Yeah. Oh, I've heard every word from you.
Golly.
Even when you thought you were alone, I could hear you.
Yeah.
I could even see you.
That's creepy.
Does that titillate you, George, that
no.
I could see you?
No.
Watching you in your most private bunker moments from the vents in the attic.
We don't have too many private moments here.
Oh, I've watched Craig close that grinder app dozens of times when his co-host walk into the room and all the fake casualness that results afterwards. Oh, George, I hear you're laughing at Craig.
Kind of.
I've watched you, George, use that Sharpie on your upper lip in front of the bathroom mirror to give yourself a small square of a mustache.
I have square. Not done
George.
That.
To accompany your heel click and stiff arm salute.
George?
Yes, followed by that wide grin and the prayers to a leader long dead.
Okay, you can't believe this guy.
I've seen it all, and I've documented it. Oh, you would be so surprised. Just a small tasteful video camera is all it takes to bring down a broadcasting empire these days.
We
can call the police. This is all illegal.
Oh, I don't fear the police, Craig. No, I'm beyond police now.
Boy, he's got the villain whisper and laugh now.
I not only spy on you, I've got the best seat in the world for your show, watching you through the vents, and sometimes I'm so close to you, I can simply reach out from those return air vents in the baseboards and touch your ankle.
Well, now, Steve, I'm glad we're leaving.
I was a naughty boy. I did it last week, I have to confess. George, I loved the way you would pull your ankle away and scratch your naked skin. Oh, what was that? Was that a bug? No, it was Steve.
Okay, that's just too weird,
Steve.
Man. That's weird.
Would you like it if I climbed down from the attic after your show to finally reveal myself so you can see the scars on my face that drove me into hiding all those years ago?
Sure.
That's kind of a Batman thing.
The scars those evil children made on my face that ejected me from your society.
That's a sad story.
That's terrible, Steve.
Oh, I won't show them to you. No, I think I'll just follow you to the studio and watch you from the fence there.
Well, we have good security
good
there, so it's going to be tough for you,
Ring
I think.
Around the road.
Okay.
Wow.
Creepy.
Pocket full of
don't
posies.
Sing that during a pandemic.
Ashes. Blake is next.
Next? Look out, Blake.
All right, that's really, really spooky. That's Steve from the attic. We say goodbye to him as we say goodbye to the bunker today.